Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As we launch into hour three of the show, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, well, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll rejoin your phone calls here in a moment. But I actually want to continue briefly a conversation we were having there right at the end of the second hour. Because I really want to hash this out to understand where you're coming from, Mark. You were saying that that you used to take these self-help classes and they made you feel very good.
Mm-hmm.
When you started doing Free Talk Live more often as opposed to taking the self-help classes, you found yourself becoming more negative. Can you describe that a little bit more in depth?
Well, I would say that when I took the self-help courses, I was a pretty happy dude. I was always concentrating on the positive and, not worrying about things that I couldn't affect. Whereas on Free Talk Live, we talk about the news, and specifically in the news, we generally talk about government malfeasance, inefficiency, overspending, where they do bad things to people, that kind of thing. And I find myself, thinking negative things about the government and therefore feeling, impotent in that area. Sometimes I find myself imagining, scenarios where, the government impinges upon me and me striking back. And, you have these sort of violent thoughts and that kind of thing. I didn't experience that when I was doing the more sales coursey, self-helpy stuff.
I can understand where you're coming from there, and I think that what you're experiencing certainly has more to do with you than it does with Free Talk Live. I don't think that this show is in any way a negative program. We do bring up some very disturbing stories, no doubt about it, and some very shocking stories. Many of them are going to, especially for a newer listener, may shock them to the core. However, we also bring up solutions. We also
bring up
ideas. And we talk about why things are the way that they are. And it's not a negative show because we're talking about some very positive things that we want to happen. I feel like we are focusing on the positive. We're focusing on reattaining liberty in our lifetime and what could be a more positive outcome for society than that.
Well, I am all for that, but attaining liberty is going to take some work and it's going to take some time. And humans have a tendency to be impatient about things.
That much is true.
We don't have liberty. We can't get it tomorrow. You can get liberty for yourself tomorrow, and
that's true.
That's a very good thing, and that's something that you talk about. But I'm scared to do a lot of the things that it takes to get liberty tomorrow. It would include stopping paying my property taxes, because those people force me to pay.
Well, let's hold on a second. You could be free in your mind very soon. You don't have to stop. You don't have to stop obeying in every single aspect of your life, Mark. You can still be a free thinker. You can still think about freedom and still think the thoughts that they don't want you to think without having to pay any costs.
Yep, I've been doing that.
Right. So I think it can be very positive.
But it's progressive. Once you get thinking these free thoughts and about how to attain freedom and stuff like that,
you want to take the next
then
step.
You want to do them.
Sure.
And a lot of them are very big steps.
Well, that's true. That's where the Free State Project comes in, there's some real tangible ways that you can acquire or you can achieve these steps that you might be looking to take. But what I wanted to point out was that when we talk about a negative story, say involving police abuse, the purpose of talking about that, obviously our listeners that have been listening for a long time have heard us bring up police abuse story after police abuse story because there's no end to them. But the people that are new to the show, the people that are tuning in for the very first time tonight or tomorrow night when we've got a new AM station coming on board in Medford, Oregon, KMED, we'll welcome them on board. We're going to have a whole set of new listeners that have never heard us talk about these things. So the primary reason to bring it up is to essentially just slap the listener across the face and say, hey, you thought the police were out there to protect and serve you. Well, how do you explain this? And it's sort of the point is to not get them to focus on the negativity, I would hope, but to get them to see the world differently than how they've been programmed to see it. We've all been, and I don't remember who it was that was talking to me about this, but they made a good point. And that was that there are kind of like two worlds. There's the world that everyone wants to believe exists, and then there's the real world. Mm-hmm. There's this world where everything's just great, and the police are out there protecting and serving, and for instance, kids, they aren't out drinking, and it's just sort of this prim and proper world that people believe they can, if they don't believe we already have it, they believe they can have it through passing a bunch of laws, for instance. And it just, you know, it just doesn't work that way. So what we talk about is the way things really happen and the way the real world is. And the real world is, you know, to some extent, it can be a nasty place. I don't think that's the message, though. This, especially when we talk about positive things and self-help and how you can make your life better. And when we talk about the marketplace, for instance, the fact is 99% of the time, the marketplace, probably more than 99% of the time, the marketplace is more than satisfactory. It's exemplary. It's outstanding. People are satisfied with what it is that they're doing and what they're purchasing and the interactions that they have that they have with others. Generally, the world is a very positive place. Most of our lives are filled with positive things. We're healthy. We feel good. We have friends. We interact. We're making money. We're increasing our wealth pie. And the reason we bring up these negative stories is to point out that there are problems, but they can be fixed. In fact, the solutions are relatively simple. The solutions usually just involve getting the government the hell out of it and letting the marketplace take its place.
Right, and you say it's a simple solution, but it's not easy.
No, and that's an important difference. It's not easy, it's challenging. And it's an important challenge, if not the most critical challenge we will face in our lifetime. It's a challenge that people have been facing for all eternity, for all of human time on this planet, is the fight, the struggle of those who wish to be free against those who wish to enslave others. And, you know, you should still live your life as free as possible. Even if you aren't ready to fly out from under the radar, or you aren't ready to take those dangerous, scary steps, you should still enjoy your life as much as possible. And that's why we talk about some of the self-help things. That's why we talked earlier this week about how to help your finances. That's why we're talking tonight about how to step outside of your comfort zones. And so these are all very positive things. And so I think that if someone looks at Free Talk Live and listens to the show and says, wow, those guys are so negative, I think that says more about what's going on inside that person than what's going on the airwaves on this show. I consider this show to be a very positive show that, in general, is uplifting. Sometimes the news is negative, but I think the general theme of the show is very positive. That's just what I wanted to point out.
Okay.
You disagree.
I don't. I think talking about negative issues, you know, it's very easy for people to perceive. As a matter of fact, I find, you know, the drag on myself, you know, I find that there's, you know, I don't have the same mental positiveness that I did before I started doing the show. And it was that was the email that we had previously gotten, was a gentleman who said, I don't think I can listen to Free Talk Live anymore. And I don't think he was calling your show negative. I'm not saying that either. I'm saying that there are some negative effects in listening to these kind of news stories over and over again.
In some people, I could see that being the case, in which case I will once again reiterate, you need to look inside yourself. Because that's where your interpretation is all inside your head, okay? And so if you're focusing too much on the negative aspects of the things we're talking about, try to reset that. Maybe start doing more positive affirmations during the day. I've taken to that recently, actually, Mark, getting up in the morning and saying to myself the things that I appreciate in my life.
And gratitude is an excellent thing.
And talking about the things that I want to achieve. And it's so true that if you do focus on positive things, then you will experience more of that in your life. And if you focus on negative things, then you're going to get brought down and you're going to feel bad. So it's all about you and how you feel. We can't affect how you feel. And if you want to claim that we are, then you're just removing your onus of control, your onus of responsibility from yourself to us. It's always you. It's always about what you think. So don't blame Free Talk Live. It's all on the inside, my friend.
Well, I haven't.
I know you haven't. I'm talking about the occasional person that might say something like you were suggesting the emailer did.
I don't think that he was coming at it from a very similar position that I was. But okay, go ahead. On to the next episode.
1-800-259-9231. I'd love to have you guys chime in on that if you want to agree or disagree or enter in your opinion here as well. 1-800-259-9231. You, as always, can bring up anything. That is the point of the show. The number one focus of the show is your calls about what's on your mind. Some calls might be negative. Some might be positive. I don't let it bring me down. We're here to have fun. We're here to do an entertaining radio show that hopefully will be somewhat informative and spark some ideas and some thoughts that maybe you haven't thought about before. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Get interactive. Head over and enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look. In fact, if this were a negative show, I'm sure all of those happy, happy ladies would be sending us their pictures. Anyway, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. All right, we go right into your phone calls. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania, waiting very patiently. Hello, Ed. You're on Free Talk Live. Ed, going once? Maybe he wasn't. Ed, going twice? Let's try Paula in Florida. Paula, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there. I'm in the board. I fell asleep.
Thanks.
Hey, yes, Paula.
You were very right about what you were saying. My husband is an introvert, and he's a Cancer. Now, Cancers are very introvert. They're into their own little world.
Come on, Paula. You don't expect us to believe that the month someone was born in affects how introverted or extroverted they are?
Cancers are very introverted because they're into their own little world. They don't want to get involved. You know, like, I'm an extrovert.
Did you read that in a book somewhere?
I've learned this over the years, okay?
So wait a minute. Look, what Cancer? I think my sister was. Was it like June 21st? Is it what's Cancer?
He's
is it June
23rd?
What is it?
June 23rd. He's Cancer.
Is it June 23rd through July 21st? Or
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me everyone born within that 4-week period of time is all introverts?
Well, they're into their own little world, and they don't like to get involved with things that you're involved in. Like, I've lived with this for, like, almost 40 years, and, I mean, it becomes very stressful on them because they seem to be afraid to, you know, get out of their own little cocoon, you know, and get involved, you know, with other people.
Now, here's what I want to know, Paula. How does the Chinese Year of the Monkey and the Year of the Chicken and all that, maybe it's a rooster, the Chinese have their own little kind of calendar. How does that factor in? What if you are
a Cancer born in the Year of the Monkey? Well, all I'm saying is that, like, I know that when I try to talk to him about something that I'm involved in, it gets him very stressful. And it's like they just don't want to get involved. They handle things their way, and they don't.
So you're telling me that your husband doesn't do the same things you do? He doesn't call all the representatives?
No, I mean, he's just not very, you know, he's just not that extrovert to get out and want to do things and stuff like that. He's very into, you know, he's just his own little world.
So how did you meet? What's your husband's name, by the way?
Donald.
How did you meet old Don?
Oh, okay. I was going to the Daytona 500 with my cousin, and we were on a bus, and he got on from military school, and it was really strange. He walked on the bus, and he looked a lot like a guy that we both knew back here in Jacksonville, and it was really strange, because when he walked up toward me, it's like somebody was saying, "That's him." I'm going, "Huh?" You know, and anyway, like 3 months later, we were married. But
now did he strike up a conversation with you? How did that work when you were on the bus?
I had forgotten exactly how it got started. Oh, yeah, I did. I said, do you happen to know this certain person that, you know, he lived in the same area of town? Mm. And so she said, oh, yeah, I know him, you know. And they looked similar to each other.
Wow, you know? What a coincidence.
Yeah, and but anyway, it's just, it was really strange. But, I mean,
and you lived
just
happily ever after, and that is so sweet, Paula. Now, you must have approached, you were saying you asked him because he's an introvert, so you would have had to have struck up that conversation.
Yeah, I said, are you from Jacksonville? You know, and he said, yeah. And I said, whereabouts in Jacksonville do you live? So he told me. I said, well, do you happen to know this guy? Because I had dated him myself. And so he said, oh, yeah. He says, I know him. We went to school together, you know. And but anyway, it's just that, you know, he's just, I think it has a lot to do, too, with the way they're raised. You know, like that gentleman was talking about
earlier.
That's
a factor. I would agree.
See, I'm somebody who believes that environment is a huge factor in how someone behaves in their life, but not so much the day they were born on. Thanks for the call, Paula. 800-259-9231. That is one of the silliest superstitions of all time.
I think sun signs are fun. I don't think you can put a lot of stock in them. It seems like you can read your little bio that they give you, and you can find a lot of things that are true about
you. Sure, because they're written so generally and generically.
But in fact, if you read some of the other descriptions and you don't know what they're describing, you won't you'll think, oh, that sounds like me too.
Right. So you could do a blind test
right,
on
if
that.
You do, as a matter of fact, blind tests have been done, and generally when the blind tests are done, people will, they'll be all over the place. They'll.
You could read a horoscope, for instance, to someone and say, well, today you'll blah 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 blah, or you're thinking you'll blah blah blah, and they'll say, oh yeah, that's me. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's a Leo. No, you're a Cancer.
You're talking about the specific horoscope for the day, and I think that's fun to read too. It gives you something.
It's the general stuff too.
It's as true as anything else you read in the newspaper. And there've been tests done, and I saw one on you see these things around, but on television somewhere, and mm-hmm. and essentially the same description of a person was given. The class was told, this has been specifically designed for your birthday, and then they gave them this general description that everybody got, and now please check whether you consider this accurate or not. And the vast majority of them considered it accurate, and in fact, it was the same for everybody.
Exactly. 800-259-9231.
That's fun.
Okay. Just don't spend money on it. Hey, there was someone there. JC, is that JC in Utah?
Libertations.
Hey, what's on your mind?
All right. Give a man a fish, and he's eaten for a day.
Yeah.
Give a man a bullet, he's finished eating. That's why they don't have prisoner camps in Russia still from World War II. Exactly. Hey, I know Mark's a little needs something more positive, and I'm sorry I didn't have it, but I wanted to pose a question to you, Ian.
Yes.
And see what you thought about it. In some circles, there's talk of catalytic events that the U.S. uses to go to war, like the Lusitania, the battleship Maine, the Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and I think there are other types of catalytic events, and they're not...
Is catalytic the right word? It's not a cataclysmic. Cataclysmic?
No,
I guess it's a catalyst.
yeah, the events are catalysts to go to war. Okay. Use them as an excuse, right?
Yeah.
But I think there are other types of catalytic
events. False flag
events.
Operations, as they are called?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Now... I think there are other types of catalytic events that the government does not want to happen, and I think that the Free State Project could possibly precipitate one of them.
What do you mean?
For example, after the imposition of the Stamp Act and all of the atrocities that the King George III levied on the colonists, especially Boston, the blockade of Boston, it finally came to a head when rioters were throwing snowballs at British troops. The British troops opened fire, killing, a handful only. But this event was so great that it caused the American Revolution to go full throttle to past the point of no return.
I want to see how you're going to tie this into the Free State Project. Hang on, we'll bring you back for that. 800-259-9231, and he was right. I was wrong in the catalytic thing. The definition of catalysis, an action between two or more persons or forces initiated by an agent that itself remains unaffected by the action. More on the way. You take control.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Signal CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them right there from the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go back to JC in Utah, you are going to make a point in regards to the Free State Project. You started out by talking about how the government over time has been involved in these so-called false flag operations like the Gulf of Tonkin, which basically are pretty much fabricated events that are utilized as an excuse to rein, to go to war or to for instance, crack down on a population. And you started talking about something that happened back in revolutionary times. And if you could just go ahead and recap that and then tie it in how you're going to. Go ahead.
Sure. Pleasure. Now, the colonists were just chafing under the sanctions that the British government placed on not only the colonies, but especially Boston. And it came to a head. The colonists were fed up and they started throwing snowballs at the British troops, and the British
technically
troops
that is an act of aggression, but mm-hmm. certainly not a deadly one.
Well, they weren't exactly principled libertarians. They just people who wanted their independence from England.
Yeah,
right. But I think that the relevant question here is how many people in this country were adamant about independence from Britain before the Boston Massacre? Probably only 5-10%. Who knows?
I think that's very optimistic. I think that you're just talking really at that time, a few intellectuals and people who would be rulers, perhaps the Sons of Liberty kind of folks. I don't think there's
right.
too much. Okay.
Exactly. And then after that event, that's when everyone was shocked and they were aghast. Everybody started buzzing, and then out of the whole bubbling mess came the conclusion, we need to be independent, we want freedom. Now, I wonder, what if, this is what I see potentially happening, let's say that a critical mass of free staters goes to New Hampshire, and the government continues on the course that it's on, and who knows what it's going to do next. And we're surprised every month, right? Something new. And then some people, maybe free staters, maybe not, object. There's a clash somehow, maybe between riot police and rioters, or who knows? It could be anything.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like I don't think we're attracting rioters. I mean, the people that are in the Free State Project are mostly nonviolent sorts, and
I don't think so either. But I see it as a possibility, and just because the concentration of activists in New Hampshire may be so high, the likelihood of that happening could very well, you know, I don't. That was the question I wanted to pose.
I think that if you're talking about making a rioting situation, that might be that false flag that you're talking about, where we have seen absolutely in many instances where there might be a protest, for instance, and the protest itself packed full of people, completely peaceful. Then all of a sudden, somebody starts something and they start pushing another person or shoving or doing something that's violent, and we find out later on, and that gives that violent person gives the police the excuse they need to go in with their riot shields and the batons and the tasers and start hurting people.
Right.
And then the police say, well, it's because we were, someone threw a bottle at us. That's why we cracked down today. And then
by sparking the protesters into a wave reaction.
Right, but you find out every time. My point here was that you find out most every single time you've got an instigator in a crowd, the instigator was placed there by the police for the purposes of giving the police an excuse to crack some heads. So if there's going to be a violent protest here in New Hampshire, I would question those participants as to whether or not they're actual freedom activists or they're undercover cops.
But that was my biggest worry about joining the Free State Project. I did join. But still, I'm afraid that a showdown could start there somehow, you know?
I just don't see it, but okay. I mean, I've heard this concern over and over again, but I just don't see them doing some kind of showdown. It's not going to enter into a good scenario for them. It's only going to be bad press for them.
Okay. Well, hey, before I let you go, I want to tell you what I found on Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do so.
Something especially for Mark.
What's
that? It's a book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale.
Got it. You already own that one?
Mm-hmm. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks for the call, JC. 800-259-9231. I'm with you, Mark. Certainly when I was considering joining the Free State Project, similar thoughts went through my mind. I thought, well, they're going to roll in tanks. And then I thought, well, so? It really doesn't concern me what they are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm concerned with is attaining liberty, as much liberty in our lifetime as possible. And I understand, and I know JC does too, as he said, he joined the Free State Project as well. I understand that having seen how ineffective the libertarian movement has generally been over the last 30 years, and having been involved in the Libertarian Party and seeing how ineffective they've been, I understand that getting libertarians and liberty-minded people together in the same place is our, really, in my opinion, and if you disagree, please call and let me know. But in my opinion, that is our best shot at attaining liberty in our lifetime. Consequences be damned. I don't care what the consequences are. I know that I'm not going to instigate any violence. I'm not going to be the one throwing those, snowballs, as his example had, mm-hmm. had given. My friends aren't going to be doing that. The people we hang around with here in Keene, nobody would do something like that. I know Russell Canning threw some snowballs at the IRS building once, but that's different. It's a building.
I don't think that fits in the same arena.
Yeah, it's not a person. Nobody here is a violent instigator.
The project is all about, nonviolent, activism and that kind of thing.
Everybody that I know here in New Hampshire, whether they be market-based activists or inside-the-system activists, everybody that I know, if somebody comes around talking about violence, I haven't seen one person not back away from that person and say, whoa, who is this guy? Who's this guy and who's he hanging around with? Where'd he come from? What's his deal? Because somebody that comes around a group of liberty activists and starts talking about, all right, we need to put some bombs together and go and blow some stuff up. That person is more likely than anyone else to be a federal agent, some sort of government goon who's been planted in your midst to put ideas like that into your head and to start giving you, bad, violent tendencies.
Well,
time after time, it's
been
shown.
If they wanted to do away with the Free State Project, there'd be a simple way to do it is
start taking out the board of directors.
Have six people who are influential or on the. I don't even think they'd even go after the board. Quite honestly, they're not that influential inside the project. Most of them, but maybe six people out there have accidents, and I would think that would. Make most of the people the other participants go whoa and back off quite a bit, and they're not going to do, and they're not doing that.
They haven't. You're right.
And I just don't think they're going to do that. And if I gotta if I happen to take that bullet for liberty, well, I won't feel a thing, I'm sure, and my life insurance is paid up. Thanks.
1-800-259-9231. That's you can't concern yourself. You can't concern yourself with what they're going to do. You can think about some of the options and prepare, but you shouldn't obsess over it. I think there's a difference between being prepared and being obsessed, right? You can, for instance, you can have a gun, but going out, practicing every single day, getting ready for the revolution, then you're kind of in the mode of it's happening, right? It's not really happening yet. It's not to the point of anybody needs to be using violence at all. We need to be nonviolent in our approach because that's the high ground. The minute you turn violent, the minute you initiate force against these government people, and I know you can make the argument, well, they've been initiating force forever. That's what government does. I understand that point.
Even resisting with force against the government people is going to go poorly.
Yeah, but we know that what's going to happen. They're going to crack your head and they're going to kill you. And then you aren't going to be able to, resist anybody anymore. You're not going to be able to speak out. You're not going to be able to continue your activism. So it's a bad idea because you lose your life. But it's also a bad idea because you're lowering yourself to their level. They are the ones who are violent. We are the ones who are nonviolent. We're the ones with the moral high ground. Don't give it up. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call, though. 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features we give away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier, go to amp.freetalklive.com and join, advertise, market, and promote. That's what your dollars will help us do. $3 a month is all it costs. You get access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly chat room and forum, and more. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. And that money does help us get on more radio stations. In fact, we'll be announcing a new one tomorrow night. Of course, we already broke the news earlier this week, so no point in continuing to mention it. Let me get to a story here that's actually in relation to what we were just talking about, the idea that there are going to be these violent people that are going to encourage the liberty activists to commit violent acts against government people. And as I said earlier, beware. If someone's talking about violence, initiating force, someone's talking about bombing or blowing things up or killing people or harming another person, even if they're a government person, that person who's talking about violence is likely to be a government plant of their own, simply trying to get you to agree with him and start making plans to hurt somebody. And the fact is, when you are violent against the government, as I said before, you lose the moral high ground, you lower yourself to their level, but in addition, you usually end up getting killed, and you certainly won't accomplish your intended goals, because the government will spin that entire episode, if you actually do go out and commit that violent act, will spin that entire episode as they being the victims, the poor, poor city council members, they were the victims of that mad shooter, and he's crazy, and we need more and tougher and stronger laws to combat this. We need more police in the street, and that has been the history
of government's response to violent action.
Yeah, they really got that down.
Right, it cracks down. So the question becomes, well, when is it appropriate? And there's a neat little article over at thelibertypapers.org that addresses it, skipping down to the relevant portion. It says here, to create a free society, we must persuade our neighbors to seek freedom. We must persuade them to adopt our aims as their own. This is done through speech and writing, by setting a public example through acts of civil disobedience. Examples of these forms of resistance include such steps as videotaping police operations and publishing them on YouTube, inventing new technology. That's important, by the way, because then you can show how violent they are. Then they become the threat for people to be frightened of. Inventing new technologies that make bad laws impossible to enforce. Befriending law enforcement officers and persuading them to question the bad laws they enforce. That's what law enforcement against prohibition is doing brilliantly, I might add. Organizing mass movements that publicize the pro-freedom cause. Free State Project, anyone?
Mm.
Flouting unjust laws in a manner that elicits public contempt for them. And that's part of the civil disobedience portion. What's needed is a propaganda war, and these are the tools of the effective propagandist. Most people do have a rudimentary emotional sense of justice, and the most effective forms of resistance are ones that evoke it. The goal is to have everyone, including government officials, rallying to one's cause. Now, is violence never appropriate? Hardly. Violence is appropriate when both of the following conditions are met. Number one, the violence must be proportionate to the aggression being resisted. The violence cannot be overly destructive or murderous. It must be rather, it must, like, for instance, the guy in the bulldozer tearing the town to pieces, tearing all the government buildings to pieces. It must be at the minimum level to end whatever aggression one is defending against. Should the aggressor end his aggression and withdraw, the violence must end. This latter point is very important, since the only way a peaceful and freer society is going to happen is if the rebellion ends with the survivors willing to live peaceably with each other. And of course, the violence cannot be aimed at innocent individuals. The picture to the... picture, we can't see that. Number two. So that was the first one. The violence must be proportionate to the aggression and has to stop when the aggression stops. Two. The violence will not make things worse. This requires that one of the following two conditions are met. Number one, the majority or a near sizable minority of the populace supports the rebels' aims but refuses to act out of fear. In the early 1920s, as the Bolsheviks sought to establish control over the Russian Empire, the GRU prosecuted a terror campaign against the citizenry. At any time of the day, there could be a knock on the door or an agent seizing hold of a victim on the street or in their workplace. The victims would be bundled off to be tortured and, all too frequently, shot without even the pretense of a show trial to justify their murder. Mm. One Russian writer who witnessed this reign of terror commented that had one in ten households met the GRU agents with clubs and knives, it would have stopped the organization in its tracks. The GRU counted on fear and its ability to prevent its victims from acting in concert to enable their murderous campaign. And number two, the second condition that should be met. When one faces certain death, like the Poles facing deportation to Treblinka, in this case, you've got nothing left to lose. So if you're going to certainly die, you might as well fight back at that point.
Mm.
But the prior rule still applies, that if the aggression stops, if your resistance stops the aggression, you don't go and then continue to exact revenge after that point.
Yeah, I don't think we're at the point that violence makes any sense at all, even in reacting.
Absolutely
the government agents aren't coming to our doors, dragging us off and shooting us without the pretense of a show trial. I'll admit you can find a story here and there that one can argue with this. In this country, there's no way they would shoot you. They'd put you in prison and then tax the rest of us in order to keep you there, because that's how we do things. But, I don't think we're quite there. I think that Russell Canning and Lauren Canario's system of, noncompliance.
Mm-hmm.
And... Dave Ridley's system of videotaping all the time is every time you come into an interaction with a government agent, especially if they come to your house for some reason, videotape them.
Record one or the other.
Video them if you can. If you can plan ahead, video them. And if you have to, audio record, do that. But these people are, they're just petrified of cameras because they know what they do is wrong. Now, I don't know. I suppose you could go into a business and, if you're videotaping your interaction with the McDonald's clerk, they might think that was very strange and become, upset and everything. But
You know, that's a private business. It's different there.
I understand that there's
claim to be your servants.
I'm just, yeah, right. They're working for me. How come I can't videotape you? If you're doing something, doing something so great and honorable for society, then surely a videotape shouldn't bother you.
So but, I agree completely. We are not even close to being there yet. Nonviolent non-cooperation is definitely the current strategy. It's very effective. You know, in the tradition of Gandhi, in the tradition of Martin Luther King Jr., these are people that made things happen without ever raising a fist to anyone else.
Mm.
Their examples should be looked up to and emulated. And we should have our own people setting examples, like Russell Canning and Lauren Canary, many of the wonderful activists that we have here in New Hampshire. And, of course, we continue to bring you those stories. But we've got to go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Troy in Canada on the AMP line. Hello, Troy.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Earlier on in the hour there, Paula mentioned something about astrology. And anyway, I just wanted to let her know about astrology's dirty little secret.
What's that?
And that's the 13th sign to the zodiac.
What is that, really?
Yeah, Ophicus. Anyway, it's the 13th sign. It's the sun is in this constellation for 19 days. It's only in Scorpio for 7 days, it says here on Wikipedia. And anyway, just not one of the, there's only 12 signs, of course, and that kind of throws a wrench in the whole astrology theory.
Oh, I see. So, in fact, there aren't 12 signs as, you know, astrology espouses, and it's really only in Scorpio for 7 days out of the, 28 or something like
How
that.
How could they mess that up so bad?
Nobody checks them.
They just wanted, probably when they did the zodiac, they wanted 12 fits for the 12 months, and it just...
Maybe they were superstitious. Maybe they didn't want the number 13 in there. They would figure that some astrology believer would also be superstitious, right?
It would.
Thank you for the
call,
Troy. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Andrew in Chicago. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello? Andrew?
Hello, person is calling through an internet relay service. This is operator 5248.
Are you
familiar with the internet relay?
Yes, we are familiar. As I understand it, it's someone who claims to be deaf or blind or whatever, and they're trying to type through a keyboard, and you have to read all the things that they say. I don't know how well this is going to work, considering we've got 30 seconds left. Normally, this is an abject failure of a phone call, but what do they have on their mind? Go ahead.
All right, the person is not done typing their conversation, but...
So how are you doing?
We're not allowed to talk to him.
I know. They're never allowed to talk to us. What's your name, Mr. Translator?
I'm not allowed to give that information away.
I know. Who do you work for?
That's also something I cannot give away.
Is it the phone company or is it some sort of private service? You don't have to tell us the actual company name.
It's just a relay service.
The relay. Now, who pays for it?
Taxpayers, I do believe.
Really?
It's the community.
Well, if taxpayers are paying for it, then I demand to know who's signing your checks.
Because you're a taxpayer.
Sorry,
you deserve to know.
Give that information away. But the caller has typed, hello, I was thinking about how good it would be if a bomb...
A what?
I suspect you heard a bad word.
I don't think so. I think it was going to be Obama or something. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime and call us for real. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD. Books. Music.
Instruments.
Periodicals.
Computers.
Software.
Electronics.
Photos.
Cell phone.
Office products.
Home and garden.
Bed and bath.
Furniture.
Kitchen.
Pet supplies.
Automotive.
Hardware.
Apparel.
Shoes.
Jewelry.
Grocery.
Healthcare.
Sports and outdoors.
Toys.
Games.
Used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. A great deal. Delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. It's a fact.